This is episode 661 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach and the head coach for jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And welcome to Monday! Okay. I'll stop with the voice. This is a short show. It's Monday morning. I thought I would give you a break today and just get you into the swing of things and start off by saying that a short show where I help you answer the question, how do you keep your staff motivated? And it's a question obviously geared toward people in supervisory or leadership roles or management roles in organizations. Hope you find it helpful and let's get going already. And I've got one of those videos today for when you're up for a supervisor's job. So let's say you're up for a job and you're interviewing with someone and they ask you this question. Ready? So how do you keep your people motivated? Now, the standard answer, which isn't bad, is to say you kind of lay out what your expectations are, what the responsibilities are, what it is you expect them to accomplish. But the fact of the matter is it's not the person's fault if they don't perform. It's yours. And you'll see why in a second. You see, for most of you, if someone fails, it's because it was a poor selection on your part. So be prepared to talk about how, you know, yes, you'll talk about how you define what their expectations are, but where you've made a mistake in the hire and what the failure was. So you may, for example, say, you know, at the time of the interview, I make it very clear what I'm going to expect from my team and what I'm going to expect from them personally. But when people fail, it's often because I missed something in the interview. And as hard as I try to be perfect in my selection process, every once in a while there's a miss. They'll follow up with a question. Talk with me about one of those misses. And then you're prepared to talk about a situation where you hired someone, they didn't work out, and what it was in their background and what it was that you learned from this example. So that's the best way to really do it, because there's texture to the answer. It's not a canned, contrived answer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.